sweet, yes, she's just so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf-tude and Daffodoodle spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-tude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf-tude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf-tude.
And my name is Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and this is no exception this week. Oh boy, I knew about the cartoon, I didn't know about the musical experience. Wow, I didn't know he talked. Did Snoopy talk, Daffodil? Not in the cartoons.
Not really, no.
It was more like a weird sound, like at the most. But now we have songs and a musical? Well, back in 1975, anyway, you're going to tell us more about it, right?
Yes, when we get to it. We're not there yet.
As we profile Snoopy the Musical Experience, the cast album. That's kind of odd. Oh, well, it's our show, right?
It's supposed to be odd.
And on why would you want to play that? The Handman is back.
We do like the Handman.
Oh, jeez.
We do appreciate his contribution.
Well, what is with that title this week?
We can't. We'll talk about that later, too.
It's like in code.
I know what the code is, but they're not necessarily words we can say on the radio, but we'll fudge something together.
Fine. But we're starting off the show with the Moog Machine. Doing justice to the Beatles.
Or doing injustice, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, that's true. We got Hey Jude coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Get Back on...
Cheese Please!
Radio means imagination. You're hearing innovations in sound.
Cheese, please.
The Moog Machine and Hey Jude, and that's still shorter than the Beatles version. I don't know. And before that, Get Back by the Moog Machine. On the show this week, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and yep, you're definitely listening to Cheese, Please.
Yes, as we move along and look at something that I didn't know existed till I found it in a thrift store. Snoopy, the musical experience, or the music experience.
Basically the soundtrack of the musical.
Yes, from 1975. It was a San Francisco production, from what I understand, but you have more information.
Yes, it was actually the first production. San Francisco was the first, and then it went to New York, and it went a bunch of other places. It's basically a follow-up to the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
So it wasn't the first musical live show.
Yeah, but a spin-off of a no doubt successful Charlie Brown musical.
Yes, Charlie Brown successful. Snoopy, not quite as successful, but, do bad.
Oh, really?
Really.
Oh, geez. Well, you know what? I don't care. I'm playing songs.
I know. But this is the only one that had an actual album recording.
Oh, really? The others didn't?
No. This one had its all the songs from the original production are on the album.
Okay.
That happened in 76. So the show was in 75. The album came out in 76.
Okay.
It's the original cast doing the songs.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
Okay. Shortly, you'll hear Jimmy Dodge as Linus doing the vigil of Waiting for the Great Pumpkin. But we're starting off as an introduction to the whole thing with the overture and the world according to Snoopy with the cast and company from the Snoopy the Musical Experience, or Music Experience, one way or another, on
Cheese Please.
That gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
Still waiting, I see.
I'm not speaking to you. You insulted my beliefs. In fact, I'm not speaking to anyone who does not believe in the Great Pumpkin.
Good luck with the world.
I'll give him 7 minutes. That's all I'm gonna wait. It's 7:53 now. I'll give him until 8. Exactly 7 minutes. That's all I'm waiting for. And not one single solitary minute more. Well, here we are, Snoopy, sitting in a pumpkin patch waiting for the Great Pumpkin. Every Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin flies through the air with his bag of toys. Just think, if you and I sit here all night, we might get to see him. I really appreciate your sitting out here with me, Snoopy. I must admit, however, I've been wondering why you're wearing those dark glasses.
There are certain times when you prefer not to be recognized.
I'll wait a half an hour. A half an hour's fair. But after that, I'm leaving. I mean it, I don't care. That's 23 more minutes. Then if he doesn't show, I'm absolutely, positively gonna go. Of course, I realize that at times you must get discouraged because more people believe in Santa Claus than in you. But let's face it, Santa Claus has more publicity! But being number two, perhaps you'll try harder. It's practically 8:30. I think I'll wait till 10. But 10 o'clock's my limit. If he's not here by then, I'll give him till 11. All right, 11:09. But 11:09 is really where I draw the line. Of course, course he may be flying, and the frost is on the pumpkin, and the fog is getting heavy, and he may be flying blind. One pumpkin patch looks an awful lot like any other, and this particular patch may be hard to find. Or maybe he's in some kind of holding pattern over Newark, or he's had to make a forced landing in Petaluma. I'll give him until midnight. I've waited here this long, another 50 minutes. How far could I go wrong? I'll give him until midnight, as long as I'm still here. My nose is numb, I think I've got a chill. If he doesn't come, and I don't think he will, I'll never wait for him again until next year.
Can I ask you something? Did the great squash ever show up?
That's pumpkin!
Cheese Please with the vigil. Jimmy Dodge playing Linus, waiting for the great pumpkin.
Yes, in yes. The pumpkin patch.
As part of the cast album, I'm going to get this right because I finally dug out the album in front of me. Snoopy, the new musical entertainment. There we go. That's what
That's
it's called.
That's not even close to what you were saying.
I know. I had to correct that, so I dug out the album. Just a note, music is by Larry Grossman and lyrics by Hal Hackety. Just for the reference, so someone actually wrote that song.
They wrote all the songs.
Well, yeah.
All of them.
You have more information about this.
Yeah, basically, there's a couple of reviews, not so much of the show from San Francisco, but some of the later productions that I thought were quite funny.
Okay.
One was talking about how the lead character would rather hoof himself dog-tired in the service of art.
Huh?
Snoopy being the lead character.
Okay.
And in another one, it says that this is a show for all ages and all season, and as a sunny summer's entertainment could hardly be bettered. The musical retains the fast, sharp comic appeal and instantly recognizable characterizations of the line-drawn originals, but also irresistibly brings it to human form.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. These should be kids, not grown adults, performing in this.
Well, how many kids...
Seems wrong.
How many kids can you get to a musical play? Come on.
True.
You're lucky to get Annie. You know? They sing, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Well, there's more than just that one song in Annie, but anyway. Oh. That's the only one everyone ever remembers. I like Hard Knock Life better.
Oh, yes, that one. I forgot about that.
Anyway, back to this show. Yes, we have another song.
We have one more song from the whole casting company of Snoopy, the new musical entertainment, called Don't Be Anything. Okay.
No, Don't Be Anything Else.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the else part. On?
Cheese, please.
You see that leaf falling? This happens every year. This is known as one of the cycles of nature. Now there's a lesson to be learned from this. Do you know what it is? Don't be a leaf if you can be a tree. Don't be a raindrop if you can be the sea. For a leaf may fall, but the tree remains. It may never rain at all, but the sea remains. Better to be the tree and the sea.
Be a feather, be a bird, and fly.
The clouds roll by, but the sky rolls on.
A bird can fly with a feather gone. Be the bird in the sky, and the tree in the deep blue sea.
Don't be anything less than everything you can be. Don't be the sail if you can be the boat. Don't be the lining if you can be the coat. It may lose its sail, but a boat will float, and a coat without a lining is still a coat. Better to be the boat and the coat.
Stick if you can be the drum. Don't be the sugar, be the plum, by gum.
You can break a stick, but the drum will beat.
Without a sugar coat, plums are good to eat.
Better to be the drum and the plum and the coat and the boat and the bird in the sky and the tree and the deep blue sea. Don't be anything less than everything you can be.
Don't be the moo if you can be the cow. Don't be the furrow if you can be the plow. 'Cause you can't get milk from a moon, no way. And the furrow's in a rut, but the plow's okay. Better to be the cow and the plow.
Anything less, the company of, I gotta look at that again, Snoopy, the new musical entertainment play from 1975, the cast album.
Well, it's literally just a musical. You don't have to say musical play, just musical.
Okay, I'm sorry, Daffodil, but my extent of musicals starts and ends with Cop Rock.
What about The Sound of Music?
I've never really seen it, except...
What about Grease?
I've never really seen it, except promos on TV for the movie.
What about Xanadu?
Xanadu?
That's a musical.
I don't think of it as a musical, Daffodil, because that was our date night.
I know, our first date night.
That was our first date night.
Anyway, folks, you don't need to hear about our romance.
I will say one thing, though. I wasn't thinking about Olivia Newton-John. No. And Gene Kelly up on the screen.
Yes.
That wasn't my focus. All that cheesy 80s animation was kind of cool. But I was thinking more about first date. Oh, I'm going to screw it up.
You were fine. Look where we are now.
That's true. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we're going to move on.
We're moving on with that. We're moving on with this. Right, of course.
Something completely different. It's Keys Please's Music We Can't Do Anything Else With. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
You got me all flustered.
I know. You started it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Back on track with another song from The Handman.
Yes, this is a submission.
Yes.
It comes from one of our listeners and one of our fans, and we're a fan of his.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, he's trying to get out a song a month, but sometimes the handman gets a little, how shall we say, a little crazy on the guitar rock. So I have to curate it a little bit.
Yeah, we can't play all of them, but we'll play all the ones we can.
Exactly, and this one we definitely can, although we can't talk about it that much.
Well,
can we?
No. Basically, the title of the song is F-A-F-O.
F-A-F-O. Oh, that sounds something we shouldn't say.
Letters. It's just letters.
Oh, letters. Okay.
But it has a colloquial meaning that is too rude to say.
Okay.
But it could also be interpreted as maybe frig around and find out.
Fool around.
Fool around and find out.
Let's say that.
We could say that, too.
Yes. So we'll move forward and just say, here's the handman on...
Jeez, please.
Until it's space, got my guitar in place. It's darker than I thought. Who wants to try and stop the rock? They will never stop us. They can't ever stop us. It's our time to rise. Fight those who despise. You think you can take it? We're just getting started. You want to try to stop me? You try to stop the rock. You can give it a shot, F-A-F-O. You want to try to stop us, you can't stop the rock. Please give it a shot, F-A-F-O. You try to enter this house, the one that rock and roll built.
You claim to love, but I only see hate. The world is on fire. Please act like you care. The world is cruel, and you look the fool. You think this is all? We're turning up the heat. You want to try to stop me. You try to stop the rock. You can't give it a shot. F-A-F-O. You want to try to stop us. You can't stop the rock. Please give it a shot. F-A-F-O. Yeah.
With none other than the Handman doing an original song at karaoke night at his local bar. Or at least it sounds like that.
Something's along that line,
oh,
yes.
Oh, I don't know. I think he needs a little bit of auto-tune. Just a little bit.
No.
Just...
You can't insist on people doing that.
Okay, I'm sorry. He is who he is.
That's right. You have to respect his artistic integrity.
Okay, I take that back. I'm sorry. I forgive him. And hopefully he forgives me.
Why I forgive you.
Yes, that's the important thing. My name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. And yes, your tornado on the radio has wound its way to the end of another episode.
Really?
Yes, it goes flying by fast.
Oh, geez.
Hit
yeah.
the tube button.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Open it up. And get the piece of paper here that really has to be thrown away because there's so many things on it. We have the Ottawa Police Service ending off the show with Get to Know Policemen. Here's one for you. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
What's wrong with my bike, Daffodil?
It's got bugs in it.
Daffodil, I think the handman's getting back at me by playing with my microphone. Until next week, folks. Bye.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.